This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A pleasant evening across Israel, with clear skies reported over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys mild conditions, making it comfortable for any late-night strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has rushed the Iron Beam laser defense system to the UAE to address the Iranian drone threat. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF has struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon following ongoing violations. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reported that Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamor was killed in southern Lebanon with 12 IDF soldiers wounded in a recent drone attack. Separately, JNS confirms the release of Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamor's name as Prime Minister Netanyahu extends condolences to his family. And finally, Forward reports that a peace summit in Tel Aviv gathered thousands earlier today, seeking progress amid Israel's multi-front conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Lian David Polak, an international strategy advisor, discussed on social media whether further U.S. strikes could end the Iran conflict and Israel's possible involvement, posting just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an observer of Israeli affairs, highlighted the economic impact in Iran, noting the growing effect of blockades in a post from earlier today. Mario Naufal, a geopolitical analyst, commented that despite the conflict initiated by Iran and proxies, Israel continues to endure, posting about an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the transfer of defense systems. Ynet reports that Israel expedited the deployment of the Iron Beam laser and spectral detection technology to the UAE. This move aims to bolster defenses against Iranian drone threats, enhancing regional security cooperation. The deployment underscores Israel's commitment to its allies' security in the Gulf region. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Israel Hayom revealed that the IDF targeted Hezbollah in response to recent violations. This strike follows the drone attack that killed Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo and injured 12 others, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. The continued tension along the northern border raises concerns about escalating regional conflicts. Meanwhile, the peace summit in Tel Aviv, covered by Forward, brought together thousands hoping for progress. This rare moment of pause in the ongoing war provides a crucial opportunity for dialogue. Participants aim to navigate the complex landscape of peace negotiations amidst the backdrop of persistent conflict. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Merck KGaA and Rimepi are collaborating to test a hybrid drugs model, combining medication with app-based therapies targeting rare tumors. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, SAP Israel's Workers' Committee began disrupting work today after management cancelled their collective agreement. The situation highlights ongoing tensions in the tech sector. And finally, Globes reports that Quantum Art has extended its Series A financing to $140 million. The funding will accelerate the development of their commercial-scale quantum computing system, Perspective. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.